Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is called Led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and we're doing part 8 from a 10-part series. The topics we're doing today will be looking for guidance, 18, and 19, receiving through prophecy. Topic 18, looking for guidance. When a person becomes born again, they start to look for guidance from God in spiritual things. They look in all different directions, but God will give them and lead them in what needs to be done. Paul said, I perceive. He did not say, I have revelation. He said, I perceive. Paul perceived by the inner witness or the inner knowing. As we become more spirit conscious, we can learn how better to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. At times, some receive guidance through a vision, others through an angel who appeared to them and told them what to do. Too many times, while God is trying to bear witness with our spirit, we do not listen because we want to see a vision or an angel. We have no right to seek a vision or an angel. We need to minister to the Lord, and then in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit can speak to us. He does not speak of himself, but whatever he hears, that shall he speak. It is good and it is right for our believer to seek guidance in spiritual things. But what God says continually is to have the inner witness or the small still voice speak to us. We are to look for the Holy Spirit and his guidance, not to look for angels or visions or spectacular things. We need the Word of God, as I've said before, to follow the Word of God and also to speak communion or to speak time in relationship with the Holy Spirit, for he is the one who will speak to us and guide us. Topic number 19, receiving through prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. In point number 1, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Point 2, in Acts chapter 21, verses 8 to 14, there are two different things operating. Let's read that scripture in Acts chapter 21, verses 8 to 14. On the next day, we who were Paul's companions departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews in Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him to the hands of the Gentiles. Now when we heard these things, both we and those from the place pleaded with him not to go to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased saying, The will of the Lord be done. In these scriptures that I've just read, Acts chapter 21, verses 8 to 14, there are two different things operating, the gift of prophecy and the ministry of the prophet. Because one prophesies, it does not make him a prophet. The gift of prophecy is speaking unto men to edify, to exhort, and to comfort. Prophecy is a supernatural utterance or speaking in a known tongue. For one to be a prophet, he stands in that office and uses that ministry. In the simple gift of prophecy, there is no foretelling nor prediction. A prophet has the revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and or the discerning of spirits in operation along with prophecy. You judge prophecies by the word of God. If your prophecy is not in line with the word of God, it is not right. You must judge personal prophecies by what you have in your own spirit. Do not build your life or ministry on prophecies or guide your life by prophecies. You are to build your life on the Word of God and also in your relationship with the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32, it says, And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Acts 13, 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. They had already been called. This was a confirmation of it. If it does not bear witness or confirm something you have already, do not accept it. even if it's a personal prophecy. The next part in the subject will be part 9, and we'll be doing topics 20, being led by a vision, and 21, do not shut away the Spirit leading. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.